This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. All morning long, we're talking to people who have turned their lives around. For more information on the show or to join the conversation, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. My next guest literally wrote the book on turning your life around. The title of the book is Finding Faith in the Dark, When the Story of Your Life Takes a Turn You Didn't Plan. It's our pleasure to welcome Lori Short to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
I'm good, Rodney. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being here. Now, let's start here, Lori. Tell us about the inspiration behind this book. What inspired you to write the book, Finding Faith in the Dark?
It really came out of my life's journey. I went through a devastating broken engagement when I was in my early 40s, which is already late to be getting started in marriage. And then just through a bunch of events in my life, watching God still work at a time when you think it's way too late. And the redemption that happened, people said, oh, you should write a book about this. But I really didn't want to write the book that just says, hey, if you pray really hard, God will bring you a husband kind of book. And I, because we never know what God is going to do. But I was very interested in writing a book about where God is when he's not doing what you would like him to do. And so that really was the path that I went on to, that led me to write Finding Faith in the Dark.
Let me interrupt you here. Now, you say that the book is not about how you prayed real hard for a husband and then got him. But is that what happened?
Well, that is what happened, but certainly not on my timeline, not in my way, and not when I would have hoped at the beginning of my journey that it would happen. I don't think many girls graduate, you know, from high school or college and say, gosh, it'd be so awesome to get married at 49. That wasn't that I had. But that was the plan God had for me. And really looking back on the whole journey, I think we recognize that God has more in mind for our lives than just marriage or one thing that we might have be focused on. And he is working in all of the circumstances in our lives to teach us more about himself, which really is the journey that we're on here. So,
okay. So from what I understand, the book is a collection of stories. Is that right? That you feature in the book?
That's right. It's a collection of stories, but it's also woven together through Bible stories, people in the Bible who experienced many of the things that we experience in our lives. And I weave them all together just to talk about how God works in our stories to teach us more.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the stories in the book, Finding Faith in the Dark. Tell us about some of the stories that you feature in the book.
Obviously, my story is a story of singleness for a lot longer than you want to, and finally getting the dream of engagement and having that blow up. And it actually blew up in a way that was a good story for everybody except for me, in that I was engaged to a man who got deployed, and in the course of his deployment, his ex-wife had second thoughts about their divorce, and they ended up getting reconciled. So after two bridal showers and my wedding dress and all of the shower gifts and the home we were going to live in, he came home after 9 months and we broke up and he remarried his ex-wife, which I always say is a great story for everybody except the girl engaged to the guy. So that's my story. And then there's a story of a woman, a friend of mine, who married a youth pastor who turned out to be a sex abuser, and the journey she went on with him and the heartbreak that she had in her life and what God ultimately did in her life. And then a friend of mine who is a professor up at Westmont, he and his wife struggled through stage 4 ovarian cancer in her, and she did end up passing away, and the journey that they went on in their faith is in there.
Okay, so this morning we're talking about people who have gotten a second chance in life or who've turned their life around. Let's talk about in those dark moments. You talked about yourself, for you, getting the engagement broken off and things like that. That was a dark time for you. But what about other people? How do you find faith in those very dark hours?
Well, you know, I think that's the real moment of testing in our faith, where we have to decide, are we going to continue believing in what we want God to be, the Santa Claus God, or are we willing to possibly allow our faith to grow and believe in the living God, who might have a different plan for our life than we have for ourselves? And I think that's a transition of faith that everybody goes through at one time or another, because everybody experiences disappointment or an answer to their prayer that they didn't get or weren't expecting. And I think at that point, you have to either go on the journey of deepening your faith or you abandon your faith. And certainly there are people who do both. So the dark time can actually be your greatest opportunity. And certainly looking back, I see that in my own life, because my faith grew so much through that time. And part of it is seeing yourself not at the end of your story, but actually in the middle of your story. And that is a huge theme in this book, and actually in the book I just wrote as well. This idea that we sort of look at tragedy or things that happen and we think life is over. There's nothing that's going to happen. And then we wake up the next day. So we go, well, it's not over. But what now? And I find that those seasons in our journey, as we look back, we realize, oh my gosh, that was just the middle of my story. And certainly that was true for me with my broken engagement.
Okay, so now your story had a happy ending, right?
It did. But like I said, there's loss in all of our endings in some way or another, because it did have a happy ending. And I'm absolutely thrilled, obviously, that I did get married. But marriage at 49 and sort of outaging myself to have a child, for instance, biologically. I always say I've been a mom every way except biological, and I am a stepmother, and I've had a chance to raise a child. I actually married two for the price of one, because the little guy came with my husband. He was 6, and now he's 14 and calls me mom, and his biological mom actually lives in Australia, so we really do get the opportunity to raise him. But certainly, Rodney, you know, the story, as I said, there's brokenness in it, but that's what makes it a God story, I think, because we realize that God can take our brokenness. I mean, that's certainly what Jesus did on the cross. He takes our brokenness and he still weaves it together into a beautiful story. And I will tell you that my wedding at 49, one of my bridesmaids was celebrating her 28th wedding anniversary on my wedding day. She's one of my very best friends. She's raised 4 kids. All of them were in their mid to late 40s. And I would say that my wedding was the best of all. And I think partly because of all the devastation that I had been through, it gave people such hope. It was bigger than a wedding. It was a testimony of what God can do when you hold on to him.
So let's talk about that. So what's the key to surviving when you talked about being in the middle and looking at those things when you're going through something, but whether it's homelessness, drug addiction, or something that just changes your life around, how do you survive those moments?
Well, a theme verse in this book is Isaiah 50:10 that says, "Let him or her who walks in the dark, who has no light, trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God." And I feel that that verse is what we either hold on to in those seasons or we just give up. And I think that a lot of the reason that we give up is because we can't wait for God. We can't wait for God's timing and allow him to work. And so it's interesting because the next verse, verse 11, says, "But woe to you who light your own flames and provide your own torches. This is what you shall receive from me. You will lie down in torment." And the idea is that sometimes, just like Abraham and Sarah couldn't wait for God's promise, so they, you know, tried to make it happen with Hagar. And certainly, you know, that happened and Hagar had a child, but God said, you know, now the story's become more complicated, but you're still going to have a child. It's just going to be in my timing. And I think that, I know for me, there were many points along the way when I could have compromised and just said, you know what, I'm tired of waiting and I want this in my life and I'm just going to go get it. Even if I know in my heart it's not right or it's not the best or it's not what God would have in my life or choose in my life, I want it. And I think that's a very real temptation at different parts of our lives. And whether we're going to trust and believe and wait for God and just say, you know what, no matter what he does, I'm holding on to him because I am living the story he has for me here, not just the one I want and I'm going to push for. So I think sometimes we create our own problems by some of the wrong turns. I talk about that in the book, some of the wrong turns that we make. But certainly we also sometimes are the victim of somebody else's wrong turn. And I'm sure there are some listeners saying, hey, I didn't do anything to get here. This was a choice somebody else made. And I think God pays attention to both. And I certainly address that in the book. But it really is about holding on and believing and trusting God.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Lori Short, they would like to find out more about the book, Finding Faith in the Dark, how can they find out more?
So I have a website, Rodney. It's laurieshort.com, L-A-U-R-I-E, short.com.
All right. Well, we're out of time. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to us. Very enlightening. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rodney, so much for having me.
We've been speaking to author Lori Short. Again, the title of the book is Finding Faith in the Dark, When the Story of Your Life Takes a Turn You Didn't Plan. More stories of people who have turned their lives around right after this. More to come. Stay with us.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.